Hello.
Hi, it's Becky
Hi,
from
it's
Deluxe
Becky
Home
from
Care.
Deluxe Home Care. I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
It's Becky from Deluxe Home Care. I see.
Deluxe.
Yeah, I see my coworker Sandra spoke to you today.
Okay.
So she left a note that you wanted to work for someone with us, that has a
Yes.
spend down.
Yes.
So I was just calling to get the full picture because she's part of like the intake referrals, but I'm actually a coordinator that would actually help you with the process. So I was wondering like what you know what like what who you wanted to work for, and like I can help with the spend down. So I wanted to hear a little bit about that.
Okay, well, I'm his daughter,
What'd you say?
and I'm his daughter. I'm
Oh, okay.
Elijah Harden's daughter. So I'm calling on behalf of him because I already work full time and he needs more help these days. So I am trying to see if I could find an agency where I can work for him. I was told that he had a spend down, which he owes money. And it was supposed to be, how much was it? $423. They told me that he qualified for HCB, which I called, and it's pending, a waiver is pending for that. So now we're just trying to wait and see, if and when he'll be able to get an assessment and, start the process.
So, meaning to say, has he applied for a waiver to waive the spend down or to get home care despite the spend down?
To waive the
The spend
spend
down.
down.
So you're waiting on that to see
Yeah.
it. Because you don't, obviously you wouldn't want to pay the, if you can get it waived, you wouldn't want to pay it. So you're waiting to see if they would waive the spend down.
Right. He
You
supposedly
applied.
qualifies. He's 78 years old, so yeah.
Yeah, over 72, I think the cutoff is. It's definitely a lot easier. And yeah, like a lot of people qualify that. Obviously, there's also financial parts that have to come into play, but all right, so this is what I'll do. I'm gonna put this down as a spend down case. One second, let me write that down. It's a spend down case. The patient is working on it. And do you need help with this, or it sounds like you're under control with it, right?
Well, yes, I'm waiting on someone to call me back at Senior Services.
Okay. So when can I give you a call back regarding like just an update?
I'm
Be a
sorry, can you
week?
repeat that question?
I said, would I be able to call you back in about a week to get an update on the spend down case?
Yeah.
Okay, and in the meantime, one second. I want to send you an application so that way you could already start working on the application so that you could be a caregiver once he's approved.
Okay.
So hold on.
How much does your agency pay?
15 per hour.
15. Okay.
All right, ME code 15. Okay. I'm about to send you an application. I'll just ask you a couple questions to be able to send you that form. So, if you could spell your first and last name.
It's Christol.
Okay. And the phone number is your phone number?
Yes, 314-537-7325.
Hold on. Okay, and what's your email address?
Mrs. Horton, MRS, HORTON. 86 at Gmail.
Sorry, Mrs. MRS Horton, Horton. Okay.
Yes, HORTON. Yes, 86 at Gmail.
Okay, what's your address?
8811 Hawes Ferry Road.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
8811 Halls Ferry. That's two words. HALLS FERRY.
ferry, like a boat. Ferry. F as in Frank.
Yes.
Okay, Hall's Ferry, you said road?
Yes.
Do you have a unit number?
No.
Okay, what's your zip code?
63147.
Great, and what's your date of birth?
12/3/86.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, and I'm going to do a background screening for you. So is it possible to provide your social?
Yes, 491-02-9766.
Okay, I'm sending you the application right now. Just give me a second. It's going to come to your email address from DocuSign. Just give me a second. I didn't send it yet. Submit. Hold on. Okay. Should come through any minute now. And if you could get that done, that would be perfect. And then in the meantime, you know, that's while you're waiting for the waiver to be approved.
All right.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, sure. Of course. Bye-bye.